Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Shopify for Dummies by Paul Wadi is a practical business guide focused on building and running an online store with Shopify. Written for English language readers, it belongs to the e-commerce and small business nonfiction category, rather than a theoretical marketing or technology text. The book is designed to help beginners and aspiring store owners move from initial setup to day-to-day operations, covering the main decisions involved in launching a storefront, adding products, organizing inventory, handling payments, and managing shipping. It also addresses the commercial side of e-commerce, including customer engagement, email collection, advertising channels such as Facebook and Google, and the use of Shopify analytics to monitor performance. The overall purpose is to make Shopify understandable and usable for people who may not have prior e-commerce experience, while still giving enough operational detail to support a functioning retail business. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a store from setup to launch. The guidance is also practical because it reflects Shopify as a platform designed for fast deployment. Readers are shown that the store is not just a site, but a business environment where catalog, payment, shipping, and customer communication all need to work together. That systems view is one of the book's more useful contributions. It suggests that a successful launch depends on coordination across several store functions, not on visual design alone. For newcomers, this kind of framing can prevent common mistakes, such as focusing too much on appearance, before the store is ready to sell or ignoring the operational parts that support fulfillment and trust. Secondly, managing products, collections, and inventory at scale. The attention to collections suggests that the book treats catalog design as a merchandising decision, not just a technical one. Collections help customers browse logically and help store owners present products in a way that supports discovery and conversion. That is significant because Shopify stores often fail when products are listed without a coherent structure. The book's emphasis on managing and marketing inventory therefore links internal organization with outward presentation. Readers are likely to gain a better understanding of how operational efficiency and storefront usability depend on the same underlying product architecture. This makes the material especially relevant for stores planning to grow beyond a very small product range. Thirdly, using Facebook and email capture to reach buyers. The inclusion of email capture is important because it points to long-term marketing value. Paid ads can bring visitors in the short term, but an email list gives a store another channel for repeat communication, promotions, and retention. By combining social and search advertising with direct subscriber collection, the book seems to promote a balanced acquisition model. This is especially relevant for smaller businesses that need cost-effective methods of building visibility. The practical lesson is that marketing should be integrated into the store from the start, not added after products are already live. That reflects a realistic view of e-commerce, where store setup and traffic generation need to develop together. Fourthly, payments, currency options, and shipping rules as operational infrastructure. The mention of shipping accounts, including Australia Post, suggests that the book does not remain purely conceptual. It points toward the practical work of integrating the store with real-world logistics providers. That matters because fulfillment is where many small stores struggle after launch. The book appears to treat shipping as part of the customer experience and part of operational planning, which is a sound e-commerce perspective. Rather than separating online selling from physical delivery, it shows how both must be aligned. For readers, this topic is valuable because it clarifies the difference between a visually complete store and a commercially functional one. Lastly, analytics and customer experience for ongoing growth. Customer experience is another dimension of this topic, especially through storefront design, return, and the broader shopping process. A store that is easy to navigate, clear in its policies, and responsive to customer needs is more likely to retain buyers and generate repeat sales. The book's usefulness here is that it links experience design with operational control. It implies that good e-commerce management requires both measurement and refinement. For readers, this creates a realistic framework for growth. Launch the store, observe what happens, adjust based on evidence, and improve the customer journey. That makes the book relevant not only for beginners, but also for owners who need to keep optimizing after the store goes live. In conclusion, Shopify for Dummies is best suited for beginners, solo entrepreneurs, and small business owners who want a structured introduction to selling through Shopify without wading through highly technical e-commerce jargon. It is especially useful for readers who need guidance on the full operational chain, from storefront setup and product organization to marketing, payments, shipping, and analytics. The practical benefit of the book is that it treats online retail as a connected system rather than a series of isolated tasks, which helps readers see how decisions in one area affect performance in another. That makes it more actionable than books that focus only on design, only on advertising, or only on platform features. What distinguishes it within the e-commerce guide category is its broad but applied coverage of Shopify as a business tool, paired with the perspective of an experienced e-commerce advisor. For readers starting from zero, it offers a realistic roadmap. For readers already experimenting with Shopify, it provides a useful framework for improving store operations and customer experience. If you would like to support Paul Wadawal, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.